Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Muslims around the world begin fasting today for Ramadan. Muslims typically use this month for charity and strengthening their relationship with God as they abstain from eating and drinking from sunrise to sunset for an entire month in solidarity with those who don't have food. But for those in Gaza, in the midst of the war and violence and inadequate access to food, this is going to be a very different Ramadan. Let's bring in NPR's Daniel Estrin. He's in Tel Aviv. Daniel, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Daniel, I saw pictures of Gazans praying on the ruins of a mosque last night and of displaced children decorating their tents in celebration of this month. Talk to us about how Ramadan is looking like in Gaza.
Yeah, a very different Ramadan than one that I've experienced in past years when I've been in Gaza and seen homes decorated and walls painted with beautiful colors. Our producer in Gaza, Anas Baba, has been reporting today in a tent camp where many of the displaced who have fled their homes are now living in the southernmost city of Gaza, Rafah. And he was visiting them as the first day of Ramadan fasting was ending. And, you know, usually it ends with a large celebratory meal, a break fast. But he saw people waiting for free meals that didn't arrive. There's been an organization, a charity, World Central Kitchen, founded by the celebrity chef Jose Andres. It's been active in Gaza delivering meals. But in this tent camp today, there weren't any meals that people had been expecting. Apparently not enough resources to go around. And so he said that people were breaking their fast with dates and canned foods. Only a few of the tents he saw were decorated for Ramadan, a much, much more somber holy month for them today.
And we know hunger is widespread, which takes on a whole new meaning in a time of fasting. But as you mentioned, talking about Rafah, there was even an Israeli strike there, though it's supposed to be a safe place for Gazans to flee the violence. Daniel, there has been no ceasefire agreement made before the beginning of this month of fasting. Fighting continues. Why was no ceasefire deal reached in time for Ramadan?
Well, that was exactly what President Biden and so many countries had been hoping for, a ceasefire deal, at least a temporary one for at least 6 weeks around the start of Ramadan. And the U.S. had been hoping that that kind of temporary pause in fighting could be extended with more talks. And during that pause, hostages held in Gaza could be released in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. Much more aid could be brought into Gaza. And yet, you know, these talks are stalled. And they really are all stalled because of one main issue, which is the nature of the ceasefire. Hamas is demanding a full cessation of the war and a complete end to the war. Israel is not prepared to entertain that. Israel and the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, says that they still want to send troops to Rafah, to this city where more than a million people are displaced and sheltering because Israel says there are still Hamas battalions left there.
And President Biden had strong words for the Israeli Prime Minister about that over the weekend, expressing concerns about any kind of ground invasion of Rafah. But Prime Minister Netanyahu says he still has the support of the majority of Israelis. Do you think President Biden's words are doing anything to deter an Israeli offensive into Rafah?
I do think that certainly the U.S. Has been very vocal opposing Israel sending its troops into Rafah with so many displaced people there without a clear plan for evacuating civilians and protecting them. We understand that the U.S. has still not seen a clear plan from the Israelis about how that could happen. I do think that there are other factors involved. Of course, you know, there are these talks for a hostage release. If there is some kind of major military offensive, that could derail that effort. And, you know, when you listen to Israeli military analysts, they think that such an operation is not imminent. Israel's army is actually spread elsewhere right now. Mostly, many troops are now stationed in the Israeli-occupied West Bank to prevent any kind of violence from for any kind of outbreak of tensions or violence there during this month of Ramadan, as tens of thousands of Palestinians gather weekly for prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the holy site in Jerusalem. This has always been a point of tension, especially with Israeli police there. A lot of concerns about tensions rising.
We'll continue to follow this. NPR's Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv. Thanks, Daniel.
You're welcome.